שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא מאמרי שמעתי.
Hello, we're in a lesson on Shamati articles. We will read Article 54, The Purpose of the Work 1. You can find the article by clicking the Study Materials tab in the Ervut system. You can also just find it directly on KabbalahMedia.info. You can send questions that may be aired during the lesson. Rav, please.
This morning I received a question where a person writes that he's confused and doesn't remember anything, doesn't know anything, and is truly in a state of despair, of helplessness. And more than likely also at night he has such thoughts. I wrote to him that this is actually good, that he's confused. And altogether, every state is good. But a state of confusion is good, meaning that now he needs to purify what he has in his head and in his heart so that he'll have a clean, a pure vessel to rid himself of what he had before. And it's a nice sign that now he will have a new state, a new degree. That's how it is. And we see this also in our life. I can't write on a piece of paper that is already written on. It needs to be a clean piece of paper. I can't pour drink into a cup that had some liquid beforehand, because it will spoil the flavor that I want to taste now, and so on. We need pure vessels, clean vessels, and therefore the fact that we are confused or come to the morning lesson and our head is not clean, not pure, it's only a sign that we have to get accustomed to cleaning our vessel, not to wait for it to happen on its own. And then in the clean vessel, I can examine myself, what I'm receiving, what I'm filling it with, and to advance that way. Meaning we need to be sensitive in the way that we examine the vessel, the filling of the vessel, in the beginning of the vessel and the result from the vessel. This needs to be clear to us. Hence it's written, they shall be as new in your eyes, where every day a person needs to feel himself new. What was yesterday? Maybe yesterday I had very nice feelings, some brilliant thoughts, and I understood all kinds of things that I couldn't beforehand even understand. That's not important. That is not important. That already took place. And if I'm working with what was, that's already a klipa. And I need to try and to emerge from what I had yesterday, even if there were attainments and feelings, both in mind and heart, that were very good. I want everything to be empty. And every day they shall be new in your eyes. I want to start all over again. That's what I wrote to him, well, and maybe in a shorter way. But this is what I meant. That if we reach the lesson not empty, then it doesn't matter what we had before, it's not good if it remains in us. We need to begin every day with a clean slate. And even though I'm standing in the middle of the field and I don't know what's going on and what to do and where to turn, And altogether, what do I get from it? Why am I here? It's good if you start from that state of zero. Then you have ahead of you the true, correct work from the all over again. And this is how we come to our article as well, the purpose of the work, where you cannot approach the correct, pure work if you are dragging behind you things from the past. Start like a child, truly from zero. So let's see what. Bala Sulam writes for us.
Shamati 54, the purpose of the work, 1. It is known that the servitude is mainly to bestow contentment upon his maker. Yet one must know the meaning of bestowing, as this is used by everyone. And it is known that habit wears off the taste. Therefore, we must thoroughly clarify the meaning of the word to bestow. The thing is that the will to receive is also incorporated in the desire to bestow of the lower one. But the will to receive can be used with corrections. Or else, there is no connection between the giver and the receiver.
The will to receive, and we have no possibility of wanting to give or to give. We also don't understand what that is, to give. As far as nature is concerned, from the side of nature, we just one-directional, to receive for ourselves. Even if I were to want something, to ascribe something to someone, in me that's nevertheless receiving and not giving. Never. It's never that way. Therefore, what we learn also the wisdom of Kabbalah. How there are possibilities to use only the will to receive that we have only, and to nevertheless attribute it to something outside of us, to giving. That's what's called the wisdom of Kabbalah, of reception, meaning the reception itself that we use according to our nature, each with himself, with others. There is nothing but that. The wisdom of Kabbalah is how I, by receiving, I give. But besides that, I have no other possibility. So let's see.
שאין זה מן הנמנע שאחד ייתן והשני.
This is because it is impossible that one will give and the other will give nothing in return, yet there will be a state of partnership. Only when both show love to one another is there a connection and friendship between them.
זאת אומרת, אנחנו צריכים קודם כל לגלות.
Meaning we first of all need to discover love for something, for someone, as then by the feeling of love, we can use the same vessel I have, the will to receive, and it's already going to be in its content as bestow, as the desire to bestow. Meaning, we must connect here the feeling of love. Yes?
But if one shows love and the other shows no response, such a love is unreal and has no right to exist.
Because love has to be in a partnership, in a connection between one and another.
It
can be of an upper one to a lower one, even without a partnership of the lower one. But that is in many, in specific cases in which the lower one is not capable. But when you grow the lower one and he's capable to enter into a mutuality with the upper one, then what is demanded of the lower one? To disclose his love to the upper one, just like the upper one discloses his love to the lower one, and then they enter into a connection between them.
Again.
Yes.
והחזל דרשו על הפסוק ולמור לציון עמי אתה.
Our sages stated about the verse, and say unto Zion, you are my people. Do not say ami, my people, but say imi, with me, to be my partner, meaning that the creatures are in partnership with the Creator. It follows that when the lower one wants to bestow upon the Creator, the lower one too should receive from the Creator. This is called partnership, when the lower one gives and the upper one gives too.
I
mean, the fact that the lower one receives from the Creator, it could be that it's giving on his behalf. Because he's working against his nature and adapts himself to the desire of the upper one. If the upper one wants to give, then our partnership with the upper one is in our receiving, and therefore our attitude towards the Creator is called the wisdom of Kabbalah, meaning that it's not simple to receive from Him. You need to prepare yourself, to correct yourself in order to receive. Yes?
However, the will to receive should crave to adhere to Him and receive His abundance, sustenance, and goodness. And that was the purpose of creation, to do good to His creations.
Meaning we need to want to receive from the Creator what He wants to give, and to yearn and to come closer and to ask and to be willing to know in advance what He's giving, in precise way towards that, to develop our desire for it. And then it's called that we are in partnership with Him.
Yes.
However, because of the breaking that occurred in the world of Nikudim, the will to receive fell into the domain of the Klipot, by which two discernments were made in the Kli. One, it developed a relation to the separated pleasures, and the work of exiting the authority of the Klipot is called the work of purification.
Now we can understand what the Creator gave us these preparations for. From the world of Ein Sof, through all kinds of partsufim and worlds, the world's olam is from the word ha'alama, from the word concealment, where He conceals Himself, He conceals the light, gives us the possibility of existing in a state in which we are not before the light of Ein Sof, because then we enjoy and we have no personal action to be done. So there's truly a great descent from the world of Ein Sof down, where everything was prepared for us that comes from the side of the Creator towards us, both in feeling, love that is unlimited, and also in the filling that is unlimited. And this is how we learn that the Creator prepared us. And we ourselves need also to come to that same state, that our attitude towards the Creator will be similar to His attitude towards us. Therefore, in order to give us free choice, in order to give us the possibility of coming closer to adapting to Him, to be resembling Him, the worlds were created, the concealments, the 125 degrees of concealment through which we can gradually, slowly, slowly rise in these degrees, adapt ourselves to the Creator in measures of bestowal, and thus come to a state of being like Him.
I read one.
Oh, so he says, but the will to receive needs to yearn to adhere to the Creator and to receive His abundance and sustenance and goodness. And that was the purpose of creation, to do good to His creation. Meaning from the side of the Creator, we need to receive all that He prepared for us. Although we need to use what He prepared for us in order to also, on our behalf, give Him in return the same attitude, both in quantity and quality. And that's why the breaking of the vessels was given to us. That's why he writes, however, because of the breaking that occurred in the world of Nikudim, the will to receive fell into the domain of the klipot, by which two discernments were made on the kli, meaning the fact that the will to receive fell from the degree of bestowal to a degree of reception in order to receive, which is called the klipa. Then he gave us the possibility through that. We were given the possibility to be able to perform efforts, and according to the quality and quantity of our exertion, we can take our qualities out of the klipa, in order to receive, to holiness, to kedusha, to in order to bestow. And by that, we will be similar to the Creator. He wants bestowal, and we want bestowal. How is that? How does that appear? According to our efforts, that we emerge from in order to receive to in order to bestow, that is actually the building of our vessel. It's like the Creator created us existence from non-existence, from absence. We build ourselves, seemingly birth ourselves, beget ourselves in an opposite manner. From holiness, from giving, from love. And therefore, we correct ourselves through this. And by this, we attain the Creator, establish Him. As it's written, you made me. Meaning, in this work, we have the complete work. Meaning, just like the Creator births us from absence to existence, emerges us from non-existent to existent, this is how we actually, in our work, although we don't recognize this yet, but in our work, we do also come to equality with Him. In the fact that He ruins the worlds as it's written, and we correct and stabilize the worlds. And this is how we come to equivalence, to identification with Him. To the extent in which we perform this work, we understand what preparation He gave us. So he says like this, that the work was done here that is very special, that the Creator prepared the state of the klipot, the worlds of the klipot, which we will learn later, the worlds of the klipot, and therefore our work is to come to love of the Creator, to identification with Him. It is divided to two parts. that one is that it develops a relation to the separated pleasures, where we do want to be in the klipa and love it and are willing to remain in it. That's our nature, in which we discover ourselves as existing in a reality that's called this world. And the work of exiting the authority of the klipa from in order to receive, to purify ourselves from the intentions for ourselves, which is called the work of purification. And after we do this, then we come to the second stage, to different work, which takes place by the shattering, by the breaking, a way in which to distance ourselves from those, distancing from spirituality and has no yearning for spirituality. This is for our benefit. This is how the Creator lowers us from the world of Ein Sof till our world, the lowest of all. And this correction is called Kedusha, holiness. Meaning the fact that we correct ourselves, as we want to emerge from the authority of the klipot, is called to purify ourselves, to take ourselves out of the klipa. But it's not enough. Let's say we reached zero, and then from zero we need to reach the height of the Creator to the world of Ein Sof. So this attainment is called Kedusha. And the order of the work is to crave for His exaltedness. For then the Creator shines for us in these vessels, meaning to yearn, to crave, to reveal the exaltedness of the Creator. What's the exaltedness of the Creator? I don't know. But I want the Creator to rule over me. Meaning in those feelings of the klipa, which was always controlling me in my mind and my heart, in all my calculations, in all there is. So truly in that, in those places, I want now for the love of the Creator to reign. So if I yearn for exaltedness of the Creator, then by that I develop my will to, my correct will to receive. This is what he writes, that the order of the work is to crave the exaltedness of the Creator, and then the Creator shines for him in these vessels to the extent in what he craves for that exaltedness. At first, we don't feel that he's shining to us, because on one hand, it can stop us. It can confuse us. We also don't have the vessels to feel that exaltedness. And then it slowly, slowly comes to the feeling. But we need to know that to the extent that a person has the vessels as far as purity, which is called that he is purifying himself from the will to receive, which is called the matter of hate evil, meaning to the extent in which we hate our ego, hate the will to receive, that's how we rise above it. This is called that we come to purify. So to that extent, he can work in Kedusha. Kedusha is already beyond the purification. The purification is where I'm taking myself out of the in order to receive. Yes? When I'm purifying myself. And then I still acquire the qualities of Kedusha, of holiness, in order to bestow. Okay. And to that measure, he can work in the matter of Kedusha. As it is written, those who love the Lord hate evil. That besides me rising above my ego, above my will to receive, I also need to move to a state in which I love the quality of bestowal. I hate the quality of reception. That's part of my work. Yes? That's called you who love the Lord hate evil. And then I need, in addition, to come to the love of bestowal. So it follows that there are two discernments. One, purity. Two, kedusha. Where kedusha, as I just talked about right now, is to emerge from the will to receive, and the kedusha is to enter the in order to receive. I'm sorry, in order to bestow. Where kedusha is called the kli, which is the preparation to receive his goodness by way to do good to his creations. However, this kli is attributed to the lower one.
I know.
Meaning that it is for us to repair, for the lower one to correct it. In other words, it is for us to crave for the good. That I must come to a state in which I crave, I yearn for bestowal. Yearn. It's not that I can, it's not that I do it. No, to yearn, to crave. And this means that engaging extensively in his exaltedness and in his own lowliness. Accordingly, I rise above the in order to receive and reach the measure of bestowal. Whereas the abundance that should appear in the kli of kedusha is in the hands of the Creator, as he imparts the abundance upon the lower one. And the lower one cannot help at all in this. This is called the secret thing belong to the Lord of God, our God. Meaning that I have no possibility in any way to bestow upon the abundance. You could say that we are entering into a sea of abundance. The upper light is in complete rest. It fills everything. What we need is just to discover a desire for it, an equivalence of form, a closeness only. And because the thought of creation is called to do good to his creations, and it begins from Ein Sof, for this reason we pray to Ein Sof.
I know.
Meaning, to connect. Meaning to the connection that exists between the Creator and the creatures, where the Creator is above Ein Sof, from Ein Sof downwards, that's already the ladder of connection of the Creator with the created beings. This is the meaning of what is written in the writings of the Ari, that we must pray to Ein Sof. Because to Atzmut, to the Creator himself, there is no connection with the creatures. Atzmuto, meaning that which is above the contact with the Creator. Above Ein Sof. Since the beginning of the connection starts in Ein Sof, where his name is, which is the root of creation. His name meaning the first revelation of the Creator towards the creatures, where he discloses his name. This is the meaning of what is written in the Talmud, that one who prays will pray in the name. Meaning that is where his name is. And his name and Ein Sof are called, in the words of the legend, a tower filled with abundance. This is why we pray to the name. To the name. Which is to receive the benefit that has been prepared for us in advance. Meaning, what does it mean to prepare, to pray to the Hashem, to the Creator, to the name? That I need to clothe in those changes that the upper light is clothed in. And then we enter into one another in an adaptation that is as much as possible, one inside the other. And this is where it's written that one who prays to the name, which is to receive his name, and in Sofer called in the name of the legend, a tower filled with abundance. This is why he prays to the name, which is to receive the benefit that was prepared for us in advance. This is why the Keter is called his desire to do good to his creations. And the benefit itself is called by the name Chochmah. Which is the abundance itself. And this is why Keter is called Ein Sof and the Emanator. However, Chochmah is not called emanated yet, because in Chochmah, there's still no Kli in Chochmah. And it is considered a light without a Kli. For this reason, Chochmah too is discerned as the emanator, because it belongs to Keter. Because there is no attainment in the light without a Kli. And the whole difference between Keter and Chochmah is that there the root of the emanated is more disclosed in Chochmah, because that thought that's in the Keter of doing good to his creatures is already being revealed in matter, in what he wants to benefit his creatures in the light of Chochmah. Well, we can read this several more times. We will understand this slowly throughout our study. It will be stabilized in us. And as usual, every one of the Shamati articles are actually such that are meant to one that is advancing. This is why Rabash did not let any of his students to read these articles. To none of his students, he didn't let read these articles. He was truly, you can find out. Only I received this after a few years that I was with him. In truth, I gave it only to my friend from that time, to Danny Golan. We traveled with him to America, and then I took a few of these articles like this, and there we learned it and read it. But in truth, no. Only after Rabash passed, I thought, what will I do with this? It's truly, it's a treasure. There's, In all of this world, there's nothing more important which brings a person closer, that connects a person to the Creator. What to do with it? And then I gave it to photocopy it to everyone, the writings of Rabash that he wrote. Yes? And so they don't say that I am advertising whatever I feel like or making changes or something. I let them photocopy the original, and that was it. And today, they themselves already are publishing their Shamati books. Let's hope that they're not making any changes there.
Buongiorno Rav, buongiorno Kli. Perché non riusciamo a riconoscere come corretto lo svuotarsi e
why can't we
spesso con sofferenza? Perché non riusciamo a
recognize
la sacralità di questa purificazione?
Why can't we enjoy the process of purification?
We probably don't have enough of a desire for it. Do you understand? We are not yet yearning for the pleasures that don't belong to the Creator, to in order to bestow. but rather to in order to receive, to purify ourselves from in order to receive from enjoying reception is called the work of purity, of purification, which you're asking about. So how do I come out of that? I must. Truly, it's like jumping in the water and to be completely immersed in it, inside the upper light, and let the upper light have an influence on me and purify me. And this is how it is, by the way, in every single degree. We rise in the degrees of the attainment of the Creator, in coming closer to the Creator, then in each and every degree we have work in purification and purity. This is the first stage. The second stage is already Kedusha, where we are already in connection with the upper light. But first we have to rid ourselves from the ego, which that too is by the upper light, but in purifying ourselves and cleaning ourselves. It's like I'm entering a water pool into the ocean, and I want to clean myself. First that. Then, ready to clothe the pure, the clean clothes on. That's the restriction, the masach, the screen, and the reflective.
Repeat the question, Gigi.
Allora, Rav ha aperto la lezione dicendo che noi dobbiamo raggiungere uno stato di vuoto.
Rav opened the lesson saying that we have to reach a state where we are empty.
Da un certo numero di anni, come raggiungiamo uno stato di intelligenza più avanzato, di conoscenza.
We're already studying for several years. We come to a point where we have more elaborate knowledge. How can we get into that state where not to use this knowledge for egoistic purposes?
We need to do exercises in which I don't want to receive anything from the past. If I now rise to the new degree, it begins from zero. It's 10 new sfirot. Or I don't want to receive anything from yesterday, because it could be that yesterday I was mistaken. And that's truly the nature of the degrees, that every next degree cancels the previous degree and builds itself actually in the oppositeness to it. Just as we learn even in the ascent and descent of the Partsufim, that each Partsuf, if it wants to build the next Partsuf, it has to purify itself from the previous Partsuf. It needs to evoke new than those that were, and it doesn't go back to what it was. And then from the new records, it builds a new Partsuf. This is in the descent from above down till this world, and also in our sense from below upward. That too, each time we need to make sure that what was yesterday was burnt. There's nothing. Let them be as new in your eyes. And this is how we will succeed. Slowly, we will agree with this principle, because in spirituality, every state is a state that begins from 0 to 10.
So all the Partsufim and degrees, they happen consistently, but from in the ascent from below upwards, where do we know where to go? That's why we have to become incorporated and connect with the friends. And as a result of that, we pray, meaning we attract the light that reforms, and it does that for us. It's not that we build our degree. We need to know how to nullify towards the next degree, and then it lands on us. I don't know what to tell you, but I try in the morning, meaning when I wake up, which is midnight.
So,
when I wake up, I want to wake up like a beast. Like an animal that I got nothing. I don't understand, I don't feel nothing. And then I begin the day anew, from nothing. As it says, and there will be, your days will be new in your eyes. At first, I used to be afraid of it. What's going on? I can't remember anything from yesterday. Where is everything I had? But it's like we learned with regards to Baal Shem Tov, that his helper would start saying words to him, and then he began to recall what these words were, and then other terms, and then until he came out of such a huge descent where he was like an animal who knew nothing, until he rose to until he rose throughout the whole ladder. So, we have no way to achieve new states if we don't agree to first start.
Rav, what actions should we make today so that tomorrow we ensure that we can start our work from zero?
If I go to bed and I don't want to remember anything, and I wake up after a few hours of sleep, and I'm also confused, or I don't remember anything, and I have nothing. This is called a good sign, that I switched a certain state. Now, no new state replaces the other state, but there's rather a cessation between them, which is like darkness, disconnect. And so we don't need to be afraid of those states where we just don't know where we are. So we don't. So what? I'm still under the governance of the upper force, the creator, so good. Let it be so. So that's how what we have to get used to, and see these things as good. The fact that I have nothing in my mind or heart, that means I'm as if born anew. And now I'm like a baby in its mother's hands. Similarly, I'm in the Creator's hands. And so, what do I need to do now in order to assist the upper force in nurturing me? So, the more I devote myself to Him, give myself to Him, the more I get closer and start a new degree.
So we
need not be afraid of losing what we've learned. Of course we lose it. Of course, look at Baal Shem Tov. He didn't even remember the letters. And then it will come back, but on a higher degree. So this needs to be in front of us as something necessary. And you're going to see the surprises that will come from this, literally, new revelations.
KabU7.
KabU7.
Yes, thank you, Rav. Could you please tell me again what work to do to purify, to come to purity?
Practically, to long to love the friends and ask, turn to the Creator to help us achieve that. That's it. To help us achieve love of friends. That's the practical sense, as you, what you're asking about. That's the practical thing we need to do. All the rest is theories, fantasies, whatever you call it. The problem is that we come, I'm also saying this about myself, that's how it was. We come to this after many years. Well, that's what the Creator sets up. Everyone who's greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than himself. And so until a person finally understands what's important, it takes time. But it doesn't depend on us. We have to just bow our heads and do the right actions.
Gracias, Rafa, por permitirme preguntar.
Thank you, Rafa, for letting us ask.
¿Qué significa no tener nada?
According to what you just said now,
¿es no tener ningún deseo?
What's the meaning of us not having anything, to be like a baby? Is the meaning of not having any desire, or there's only a desire for the Creator?
It doesn't matter to me what desires I have, because desires are in the Creator's hands. What's important is that on top of all the desires, I want to be connected through the group to the Creator. That's what's important. I don't really look at the states that he's giving to me, that he orchestrates for me. I'm not looking at that, because I don't know how exactly it comes to me, what it's dressed in and what it's supposed to lead me to. I don't understand how all of that. I'm like a child who doesn't understand everything that's going on, what is really required of him. What I know is just what I need to do based on what I understand from my little point of view in life. That's it. And that's the main thing. So in each and every state, I have to connect to the group with the aim for the Creator. And through these actions, I advance. Well, we have Kiev 1.
Rav, здравствуйте, доброе утро. Каждое.
Thank you very much, Rav. Good morning. Every morning we build in the 10 a prayer for the day. And now in the article it was written here, and I want to ask if we need to take into account this demand that we need to pray for the measure of Ein Sof, meaning the connection that exists between the Creator and the created beings. What does it mean to pray?
Volodya, I don't know. I don't know. Each and every one has to depict to himself how he addresses the Creator. The Creator is something undefined, infinite, and I have to just turn to that concept of Ein Sof, which I am under. Of course, I can never attain it and understand it, or even my connection to it, I don't really attain. It's just bit by bit, through the rungs of the ladder, we come to connect with this more and more. But still, as much as we achieve, you get closer to Ein Sof, and it becomes more like Ein Sof to you. So, but it doesn't matter to us. It doesn't matter to us. I do what I have to do because in order to bestow is the special patent here. Why is everything done this way? Because if I'm in order to bestow, that means I'm in complete attainment, complete understanding, complete world, because I don't want anything more than what comes out of me towards the Creator. I don't want to attain Him. This is what's called to send my hand to Him. But I want to extend out of myself as much as I can, describe to myself a relationship of love and bestowal. So I have no other calculation.
Revealed?
Of course. Yes. Yes.
Такую высоту в некоторых статьях, что ну просто откуда-то.
And the fact that we feel this immense height in some of these articles that seem like it's written not from this world. And what he's talking about, is that because?
Yes, it's because we are not ready yet, of course, but in Shamati you literally have the light of Ein Sof. Alright, friends, we have Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. To continue that question of the Shamati articles, it really feels like it's an ocean, a deep ocean, and every day we're just putting our foot in and we can't even get in there, into the depth of it. So this work of the purity, is that's the work in the connection between us and diving into these deep waters of the article?
Yes, yes. We need only to think of how we draw upon ourselves the light that reforms so that it will influence us and do what it needs to do. Even though we understand or don't understand, who knows if we're right or wrong. Or how can we even check this? But we simply need to draw upon ourselves as much reforming light as possible. And the more, and to what extent is it light upon us? To the extent we come closer to it. And how can we come closer to the light? Only through an action. And the only action that we have is to come closer to each other. That's it. There is nothing more. You want the light to shine on you more, then you need to come closer to the friends. That's it. Even though it's repulsive and you forget about it or don't want it or prefer anything but this, but there is no choice. That specific action is the only action that can help us.
So how during the day do we remind each other about this? Go out of the light and...
No. It's impossible that you don't remind one another. It's impossible that you get tired from it or that you get used to it, because a habit becomes a second nature and not that the habit removes any flavor in it. So you have connection representatives and there's no choice. So do it in such a way that every single day you'll have someone that will put together 5 sentences of a prayer from the group, from your 10, to the Creator. And 3 of those 5 sentences will be for the friends asking to connect, and 2 sentences about how from this connection we reach out to the Creator. That's it. Do that. It's impossible that you go through the day by just reading articles or talking about stuff. There has to be a prayer here. Reaching out to the Creator.
Mm.
Good morning, Rav. I wanted to ask you, there are two states here. One that the Creator always gives, but there isn't a feeling that He gives. I understand we need to build a vessel together. The question is how to reach a state that we can feel that He's really giving.
That's all of our work, Shamir. That we want to feel our connection with the Creator in our vessel. A vessel is a feeling. A vessel is a feeling. The mind is only helping us guide ourselves, but the Kli itself is a desire. A desire is a feeling, a sensation. So how can we reach that? We need to first try and build such relations between one another so that we will begin to feel one another. Just in a way that from that we'll later on begin to feel the Creator. So imagine that. You're with the friends and you have a good, strong group. Try and each one should try and feel the ten. Try it. To that extent, you will be ready to feel the Creator. The Creator is revealed in the ten. We spoke about this many times. At the center of the ten, there you will reveal the Creator. That's it. So there's no problem here. Only exercise and exercise and exercise in trying to feel ourselves connected together. PT 31.
About this partnership with the Creator, what you explained in the beginning, it's still not clear, because you always explain that in this period of concealment is when we give great contentment to the Creator. So in this, I think we can feel partners, but the moment we attain spirituality, even in the smallest measure, I don't understand how we become as partners. It's like coming to a billionaire with $1,000 and say, let's be partners.
No, you can't come to him connected. You can't connect to him if you're not connected, meaning connected with a friend. You can't identify him. You can't take even a single step towards him if you're not first connected prior to that. With what vessel are you coming? Even with the smallest vessel, but it has to be built of everyone. From all of the parts. 10 and not 9, 10 and not 11. It means, not 10, but it means that everyone needs to be connected and no one is left. Area 1.
Казвате, че трябва да искаме за нас всеки ден да е като нов. Да разбираме ли, че не бива да правим равносметка?
You said that we need to yearn that every day will be as new. From this, should I understand that we don't need to do like a summary beyond the day that has passed?
Every day with its own summary, every morning, every afternoon, and every evening, its own summary. In the morning, it's how we start the day. At noon, we meet about what we've worked on and what we need to work on until the end of the day. And at the end of the day, then a summary, that's what has to be. It's like three prayers.
Доброе утро, Рав. Доброе утро, мировой Кли. Спасибо, что дали возможность задать вопрос.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. Thank you for letting me ask.
Все-таки, если можно, вот что является вот этим чистящим средством?
It's clear that every day has to start as new. That's clear. What is the means that can cleanse our vessel?
Only connection between us that we draw upon ourselves, the upper light, in order for it to help us to connect. That's it. That's how we clear ourselves. It's by the upper light, as it's written. The Mikveh of Israel is the Creator, meaning only the upper light can cleanse us, can cleanse us from in order to receive those thoughts, and by that.
Question from the women from Moscow. They're asking exactly about that. In what is the work of purity different from the correction called holiness?
Tahara v'kedusha ze shnei dvarim.
Tahara, purity, and kedusha, holiness, are two things.
Tahara ze nikra she'ani minakeh et atzmi.
Tahara, purity, meaning that I purify myself, I clean myself, also by the upper light, but I cleanse myself, that is purity, that I purify myself, I cleanse myself from my ego, from in order to receive. That I relate to everything without any self-regard. It's as if it doesn't even relate to me, belong to me, connect to me, that I am doing it completely objectively. That is the work of purity. That we purify ourselves from any thoughts, intentions, in order to receive oneself. Then, later, there's the action of holiness. That's after purity. When we come out of this being cleansed from our ego, then we add to ourselves additional intentions, thoughts, actions for the others in order to bestow, to give, that we are entirely in Him, in the others, in the friends, in the Creator, outside of ourselves. And then we truly begin to discover what is in this place that's outside of us. Before that, we didn't even feel that place. Before that, we had a feeling that that's it, this is the world. No. We begin to discover that we are truly in a different world, in a spiritual world. And we reveal it. The world, the sphirot, the partsufim, and all of these are ours. Ours. They're in us. And outside of us, only the infinite light fulfilling all of reality, and that is what we gradually are beginning to reveal and be fulfilled by it. Well, however it came out, next time, maybe it will come out more successful.
Moscow are asking, how is this process of cleansing and correcting in the ten?
The cleansing is made by coming closer to the friends. And after that, to the extent that all of us together are included more and more in order to build above us, meaning outside of our ego, mutual bestowal, which is called building the Creator. As it's written, you have made me. That this, the term Boreh, Creator, is bo, come, or e, and see. Come and see that we...
Maktu, how to quickly come out of the state of klipa that you were speaking about in the beginning of the lesson?
Quickly, there is only one way, that I begin to serve the friends. Very simple. I start doing something for them, whatever they need, no problem, I'm willing. And that is the most beneficial, and the fastest.
USA West 1 шואלים מהי
From USA West 1 they're asking what is love? What is love according to the will to receive? And what does it mean to reveal love towards somebody?
To reveal love to someone means that I want to fulfill all of their desires. Like a mother towards her child. That's called love. Simple as that. Only a mother towards her baby has natural love. And for us, one towards the other, we have natural hatred and rejection. That is why we need to first of all detach from the hatred, from the separation. That's called the work of purity, that I purify myself, and then to do the actions of holiness that I'm willing to bestow upon the friends. Point of view, from a practical point of view.
From PT6, how can a 10 erase the previous day and every day, every moment start anew?
I
think the best is for a person when he wakes up to the spiritual work. It can be in the middle of the day for him, in the middle of the work day, at night, in the morning, in the evening, depends on what place on the planet he is. And that person needs to start the preparation for the lesson by turning to the Creator, by turning to the group, connecting to them, together with them, reaching a few sentences to the Creator. And I'll say again, 5 sentences, 3 of them are turning to one another.
How
in the last 2 sentences, they reach out to the Creator. That's it. Ask from him and thank him.
יש עוד?
There more?
כן, יש עוד הרבה שאלות.
There are many more. PT38 are asking, in our prayer, that you mean every time some other friend has to...
Дорогой Рав, я вот только не могу понять, откуда два рожь вот там под табуром берется.
Dear Rav, I'm not really getting where does the 2 below the tabur, where...
Except for Galgalta, in every partsuf we have 2 rosh, because there's a record of clothing and record of coarseness, and the records incorporate the record of coarseness and clothing and the record of clothing and coarseness. What does that mean? We have a record from yesterday that I had, let's say, $100. I went into a restaurant, I ate, I had a great time. I enjoyed it. Today I go into the same restaurant, but instead of $100, let's say, I have $50. What can I do? So they tell you, you can't have what you had yesterday. What should I do? So I calculate, what can I do like yesterday, but in a bit less? That's what Patsuf Ab does compared to Patsuf Galgalta. That's it. That's why it calculates in the wash of clothing, it's called, that as if he has the same force as he did before, as if. And then from that, he builds the Rosh of the Keter. Then he calculates according to its own place, as much as he has in his pocket. And then he builds a Rosh of coarseness called Abba Veima. And from there, the Rosh, from the Rosh, it expands in the Guf, because it can already receive in order to bestow. Meaning, if we don't have forces, and we really don't have ever, we ever have forces to do a true action 100%, we always have two Rosh. What I would want to do, and what I'm actually able to do. And also in our life.
А фактически, ну, какая Рош производит расчет?
Рош Давиут, вода.
In fact, what Рош?
The Рош of the coarseness, it has a screen, it's the Abba Veima. The Рош of the Keter can do anything. It only gives discernments that are additional to the Rosh of the Aviut. The Rosh of the Aviut of the coarseness will know in practice how to prepare itself to receive the light into the desire of the Guf.
Disculpe, Rab, por adelantarme, ¿verdad? Porque esto ya lo había explicado antes, por eso pensé que...
Apologies, Rab, for insisting. I thought that 4x3, I'll be able to understand where it came from. Why is it 4x3?
Here, you see, I wrote it in advance that it's 4x3. Here, I also wrote in advance that it's 4x3. Where did it come from? 4x3. 4x3 means 4 because it belongs to Galgalta, but 3 is because after the refinement of Galgalta. That's what comes to us from. What color should I do this? I don't know. It comes from here.
Okay,
gracias, Ram.
It's actually Bina that connects to Malchut. That's what we have. Because all in all, what we have here is all these vessels. All these vessels that we have here are vessels of Bina.
כל הכלים שיש לנו למטה.
All the vessels below are vessels of Malchut.
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 ואז יוצא לנו קשר בין בינה ומלכות.
So it turns out that we have a connection between Bina and Malchut. And Malchut that ascends here. Malchut that ascends to here restricts Bina and tells now you can work only with half where you are mixed with a Malchut. So there you're free, do what you want. But where Malchut is mixed in you, just know that it's the will to receive that entered into you. And there you can really reach failure to a shattering.
Вот понятно, как вы сейчас написали, но в целом они бывают, получается, 4-4, 4-3. Дальше это...
That's clear what you drew now, but it turns out that it's 4x4, 4x3, and then...
No, because when now I go to the restaurant, right? Here I received everything I could. Here, you see this? I made an arrow here. Here is 4. I had it from yesterday. What I ate yesterday, that I have the taste, but I only have money for 3. And according to that, I'll receive. Afterwards, I have the flavors from three, the taste, but I have money of two, even less.
Куда делся вкус от четыре?
А?
Ну вот в ап, куда делся вкус от четыре?
When did, where did the... Where does it continue from four? Rav. Here, there are two Rashim. There's Rosh of Hitlabshut and Rosh of Aviut. In the Guf, it expands into what there is in the Aviut. And in Aviut, it does the calculation only on the Aviut of three.
То есть как бы он заменяется один другим.
Meaning, one replaces...
Yeah, of course I can't calculate now, not according to the monies that I have, but only according to the force of the Masach, and I calculate according to three. But I also have Rosh of Hitlapshut. If I would have, like I had before, then I would receive this, but I can't. I'm only in my head imagining what that could be. But the calculation I can do only according to what I have, the Masach. And that is why this is called Rosh of Aviut. And that's why always in every Pertsuf, except for the first one, because there's nothing before Galgalta. Before her is only in Sof. That is why in every Partsuf we have the Rosh of Itlapshut and the Rosh of Aviut and the Guf as a result of the Rosh of Aviut. You can find this in the preface and we've already passed it.
The record of clothing and rather and record of coarseness, that's why the calculation on the thing that's called Rosh of clothing, and on calculating the coarseness, it's called Rosh of coarseness. And we have two Rosh. When I enter the restaurant, I want to eat like I did yesterday, but yesterday, let's say I had $100, and now I go into the restaurant and I have $50. But I want like today. So I'm told that, no, you can't. You calculate as much as you have in your pocket. So I calculate, and I see that once in the record of clothing, I'm thinking how I had it yesterday. And afterwards, I calculate according to what I have today, right now. That's called the record or the Osh of
question from the lesson. May I?
Yeah, and then that will end.
From PT 26, they're asking, when you feel that you're not advancing, nothing in mind or heart, how can you be satisfied with that and be like a baby in the hands of the Creator? What needs to be done to reach something real?
In order to reach something real or true, we need to, first of all, to feel sorry we're not reaching anything, and according to that, to calculate what we need to do to reach something, and it's all before us, and it's not so difficult. We just need to remind each other, each one to everybody, in each and every moment, what's before us. To reach through the connection between us as much as possible. The Creator doesn't give us anything impossible to deal with. If I feel it's impossible, it's a sign that I'm confused. Meaning, we need as much as we can to try and connect between us and to build from our connection a spiritual potsuf. Simple. Try. And good luck.